The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zevachim, daf Yotet. We're holding on the dot, which are 6 lines down from the bottom, from the top. Sanhata. So we were continuing now the dinim of the Kohen who is Mutar Begadim or Musar Begadim. Now we know when it comes to the dinim of Shabbat, it says that Kohen Shalakabe Ba'or, the Kohen who suffers a wound on his finger, is allowed to be Korichala Agomi B'migdash. He can use reed. Now it's actually not just a band-aid, but as we'll see later on, actually has in it ingredients that are antiseptic and that help the wound heal. Normally you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Normally you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And here it's mutter because we're not gezer shvus in the Middah. Ve'im la'otzi mimena dam. So therefore in the Medina, meaning outside of the Beit HaMikdash itself, you're not allowed to do this. In the Beit HaMikdash you are allowed to do it. But im la'otzi mimena dam, if you're squeezing the makav with this gumi, so you're putting it on tight, and you're trying now to get rid of blood that's around the wound, then it would be usur because you're making a chabur on Shabbos. That's an issur d'oraita, and that would be usur even in the Beit HaMikdash, obviously. But this raises another side question, which is, what is the impact of this gumi on the dinim of wearing your begadim? Now that raises two separate questions. You're going to have to deal with each one separately, and it's going to be confusing because the language will cross barrier. One issue is, at what point is an additional piece of material something that you're wearing, or what point does come a begad? And then it would be Yidur Begadim. And the other question is, at what point something considered to be a Chatzitza? Because remember, it says, Yilbash al Bizarot, it could not have to be on your skin. We saw that earlier, talking about it when we were discussing the Avni. So at what point is this considered to be problematic to be a Chatzitza? Now the issue of Chatzitza is divided into two subjects. One is that I mentioned, the Chatzitza between the Beged and the skin. The other problem of Chatzitza is between the Kohen's hand and the work that he's doing. There can't be a Chatzitza there either. So now we have to distinguish the dinim between all these cases. Omer of Yudah Breith Rapia. This din that we were matir to put a piece of gumi on the wound is afegu, lo shanu ala gum. Avot tziltzul katan. But if you put an actual banding, then it would be yitur begadim. Then you got a problem of not having four big dekuna anymore. You're now putting on an extra piece of clothing. And we said yitur begadim is considered to be the same thing as choser begadim. Sorry? No, tziltzul is a banding. A piece of reed. It's like a stick. Yeah, it's a bag. I think it doesn't have any of So over here, there would be a problem of Yitur Begadim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't call Yitur Begadim on your finger because you never wear Begadim on your finger. So why would that be called a Begad? Where the Torah is marked, but a Yitur Begadim is only in the place where you would normally wear these Begadim. Ela b'makom Begadim, but shalom b'makom Begadim. You can't say that something is considered to be Yitur Begadim. Wait, isn't there another problem? What about the fact that you have something on your finger which is now going to come between your finger and, let's say, the kos of dam, you're going to be using it, pour on the mizbeach. So that's usur, because you're not allowed to have anything between. It says v'lakach ha-kohen. V'lakach ha-kohen means be'atmosh ha-kohen. We're going to talk later. And it has to be with his body. So if you have something in between, you're wearing a pair of gloves, that's not with his body over here, you're wearing a chatzita. Well, who says we're talking about his right hand? Maybe we're talking about his left. You don't do a little bit all the way. So fine, be small, what's wrong? Or whatever, the back of his hand. Who said we're talking about? Obviously, we're trying to talk about just the issue of Yitur Begadim. Don't get me. They complicate things, but we could certainly think of enough cases where there's no problem of Chatzitza. Now, this statement that Rabbi Yochanan made, that it's the halacha over here about the Beged, there's no problem with Beged. Shlobimokom Avoda, that part is definitely Pligat Rava. The Omar Rava, Omar of Chisa, Bimakom Begadim, Afilu Nima Achat. If you're wearing something that is b'mokom avodim, anything would be. Now he's using the word kotetzet, but kotetzet is not the right word, because what we're really talking about is go along and read. Shalom b'mokom begadim, shalosh shalosh chotzot, b'chod mikan inan chotzot. Now when we say what it's told. We can't possibly mean that it's considered to be a chatitza only for 3x3. They didn't have 3x3. The din of 3x3, when it mentioned in the context of the Gadim, can only be a reference to the size of a beged, which we derive from Kabbalat Tumah. And Kabbalat Tumah has nothing to do with chatitza. So clearly we've switched now. The word chatitza, which we originally said, well, what about chatitza if you're not worried mishum yidur begadim, has now become a general term for something that prevents you from doing the avodah properly. I mean, not chotzeitz as a physical thing that comes between you and the avodah, or between your skin and the avodah. It's rather a conceptual thing that prevents you from doing the avodah. So we're using the word in a very general term now. So therefore, what Rav is saying is a yitur begadim issue is even shelo b'makom begadim, and it's 3x3. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said there is no such thing as yitur begadim if it's shelo b'makom avodah. Very clearly. So, out of Rabbi Yochanan, vaday pligi. There's no question. Rava disagrees 100% with Rabbi Yochanan, who says that yitur begadim is not meaningful if it isn't in a place where you would generally be wearing the big day kuhuna. But my question is he also arguing definitely out of Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya? Because Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya said that a tzilzul katan, now a tzilzul katan is not 3x3. So a tzilzul katan, which would mean a bandage, it actually means a band. And we'll see that a different kind of bandage is not very decorative unless that's a shabiki matter. But a bendel, right, that's meaning a tzilzul bendel, means a nice little ribbon. So people will decorate those ribbon, and that's going to be important. So the question is he arguing? Because over there, Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya said, well, I mean, if it was a tzilzul katan, it would be a problem. So we could construe that as saying, well, he too is arguing Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that if it's on your finger, it's also a yitur begadim. But he talks about a tziltel. A tziltel is not 3x3. So now it would seem that Rav over here is arguing on everybody when he goes to this. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Because shiny tziltzel katan dechashim. It may well be that normally, if you're talking about a gauze hat, fine, so then we know that there is a shear 3x3 in order to be valuable. We're going to give it the chashim of the bed. But how about something that is designed as a bed hat, meaning that it's decorative and it's meant to do something for your skin? So then, if it's a decorative band, then ina hinami, it would become a bed hat, and he too would be made of that. Maybe Rava would be made of that, even a tziltzel katan smaller than shalosh shalosh, and maybe ina hinami. So if you put a picture of Mickey Mouse on the bandit, that will make all the nakamina. If there's a picture of Mickey Mouse, then it becomes indeed Yitur Begadim. If there's no picture of Mickey Mouse, and since it's not 3x3, so it wouldn't possible. Not Yitur Begadim.
Still be right.
Yeah, but that you're bringing a kapor anyway. So Lishakri, now there's another Lushan about it. Amri Lani, this is not completely another Lushan, but it definitely is another language of how to say it, because in this Lushan we're substituting the word Hatita indeed for Yitur Begadim even from the beginning. For initially, we had Rabbi Yochanan not even mention the word chatzitza until we asked, and what about a chatzitza? They start talking about where it is, it's not a chatzitza. Here, this lashon has the discussion revolving around it. So it goes like this. Omer Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chiya loshana alagumi, but tziltzel katan chotzeit. Now the word chotzeit over here also clearly is referring to yitur begadim, because if he's talking about shalom b'makom begadim, then if it went real chatita, there's no shear at all. But you see, later on, everybody agrees the slightest little thing between your hand and, or between your beged and the skin, or your hand and the avodah, there's nobody who says that it would make an afamina. So therefore, when he uses the word chotzeitz, he means in the conceptual sense. It comes between you and the avodah. That sense of chatita. So that it means, obviously we don't usually use that word, but since over chatita is a concept of destroying the value of the beged, and therefore ends up being chotzeitz, so does a beged that is yitur begadim chotzeitz. So here, even a tiltzul katan is chotzeit. Now, there's no nakamina except a language in Rabbi Yehuda, because it clearly means the same thing. The only distinction in halacha is Rabbi Yochanan, where there's also distinction in language, where Rabbi Yochanan says yolomru chatzitza, again meaning chatzitza as yitur begadim, but there's no such thing as a chatzitza less than shalosh al shalosh. Ela b'makom begadim. Whoops. Avo b'makom begadim afilu Afal shalaba makam begadim, shalash al shalash afilo Rabbi Yochanan is made. That shalash al shalash are chotzot. And he no longer makes his blanket statement. There's no such thing as yitur begadim shalaba makam begadim. Only that there you would need a shiur of shalash al shalash, then it would be chotzot. Pochot mikan, enach chotzot.
So Hainu, this distinction we're now making between requiring shalash al shalash in order to be considered to be yitur begadim is exactly what Rav Amar of Chisa said before. Rav Amar of Chisa said that if it is shalash al shalash, then that's considered to be yitur begadim, and it's only b'mokam begadim itself where you can have a chatzita with a nima ach. And now the question is, lema, shall we say now that this means that Rav also here is lige ad Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yechiya? Is he arguing Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yechiya because Rav insists on the din of shalash al shalash, and Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yechiya opened up his sugya by saying that a tiltzul katan is considered to be yitur begadim, tiltzul katan is not shalash al shalash. And here too, in this lashon, we also answer shayne tiltzul katan because it's chashiv.
So then, let me ask something. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why are we talking about gumi? A gumi is a tiny stick of reed. So why would we say that if Rabbi Yochanan is willing to be matir anything less than 3x3? According to Rabbi Yochanan, even a tiltzul katan then should is mutter. Let it say in the Mishnah tiltzul katan. He says tiltzul katan is not considered to be a problem. So why would the Mishnah say gumi? Says the Gemara, now this milta agavurchi kamashma made no sense. Because the Mishnah there is talking about Dine Shabbat. As far as the Dine Shabbat are concerned, the only issue that we're worried about is the Isser of using medication on Shabbat, which is Zera, because of Shrikat HaMamanim. Therefore, the only point in the Mishnah, as is stated, is the fact that Gumi is Usser in the Medina. That's the Kedesh Mutter in the Beit Medesh, Usser in the Medina. So to say it's Agav Urche Kamashban makes no sense. Here it would be Agav Urche Kamashban, that this is in fact an answer. But in Shabbat, it's not an Milta Agav Urche, it's the main point. So therefore, the milta doesn't make any sense. Must be telling us, kamash blon de gumi mas. The Kiddush is, the reason it uses this, is to teach me that gumi is an antiseptic. Boy, Rav, you're talking the whole time about wearing them. How about air? I mean, you're using the dinim of chatita. How about taking literally the word yilbash al bisoro? Does it actually have to be lying skin tight? So the big day couldn't need it to be skin tight? Or is it possible to have air that would flow between the skin and the beged, and that would be called derech levisha? How literal do you want to be in it? So what would be the din of dichas ala ruach bibigdo? Ma al bisaro beina? Does it need to be literally against your skin? So if there's air between your skin and the beged, then halakha. So you're not wearing the beged. Odilma yilbash al bisaro. Yilbash means derech levisha. I mean, whatever the norms, is certainly not the norm to wear skin tight. So that should be called levisha. How about if the guy has got a louse on his skin? Kina, ma'o shetachut. If it's a dead louse, for sure, loti boil chadavadechai, because over there, it's not normal for a person to have a dead louse on his skin. I mean, he would wash it off. But if it's alive, that's a question. Mi amrina, even the atava aza revit, do we say that since these things can get onto your skin, fall off of your skin, crawl onto your skin, fly onto your skin, then that's considered to be revita. That's considered to be the way that your skin normally is. You normally will have some parasites, some visible, some the invisible. The point is that's not considered to be a violation of bizarro, and therefore it's low chait. Oh, Dilma, given the copy, do we say anything that you want to get rid of, that you certainly don't want on your skin, is considered to be a chatita? How about dirt? A far maoshecha. Dirt? I understand. That's a classic crazy, no? Varei chaitei. Well, I don't mean dirt. I mean avak afar. That's it. If you're going to take one of those alcohol-impregnated pads and rub it across your skin, it's going to turn dark because there's a thin layer of dust against your skin unless you just wash. So is that considered that you have to take a shower immediately before you put on the kahuna? Because there's a dust layer on your skin, and that's not called albisaro? Or is that called normal, and therefore it's included again as your basar? Oh, it's something else. Your underarm. Even if you want to say it's in tight, I mean, we're certainly not putting a spacesuit on. You need to be able to move your arms. You're going to make it in tight on your underarm, and then go to walk around with his hands up against his body. I mean, so does he really have to do that if you hold that avir? I mean, okay, maybe avir wouldn't be a chatzisa because it just gets in, but over here the beged is cut in such a way that it's not meant to be against his arm. The beged hangs loose. So there you don't even need avir to get in. It isn't even cut. Does it need to be cut against your skin? So do you need albisaro be'inan v'aleka? Nobody dresses as if they're in a
a diving suit. How about Ichnis Yadol Tocheko? Guy stuck his hand in between his shirt and his chest. Marvel. You know, he thinks he's Julius Caesar. Somebody's calling him, they get a little bit of, they get a little suck up every once in a while. So Marvel. Do we say his own body could be a chatita? Ola? And how about a nima? How about a thread? Would a thread be a chatita? Now, at this point, we thought it means a thread that fell from somewhere else. That didn't make sense. Nima? What could be a bigger chatita than a nima? Here we're talking about chatita literally. We're back to our original question of albis aro. So isn't that... No, I mean a nima miduldelet maho. They left a little bit of a thread hanging. The tailor left a thread and didn't cut it off of the big dekuna. It's not a thread that fell on his skin. It's just part of begad that's hanging loose.
Approaches among the acronym is why this doesn't seem to follow the typical dinim of chatita when it comes, let's say, to tefillah and a mikveh. Though some do try to make it consistent with those dinim and say that we're talking over here only drabonon, because when you rise, you would need ruba of the makadot. But others learn different pshatim. The most famous pshat that's taken by quite a few of the acronym is that when we, including Reb Moshe Zatzal, is that when we're talking over here, al bizarro, it's different than simply saying that it shouldn't be a chatitza. V'haraya, all of the series of questions that we have about the Derech Levisha. So we say Al Bizarro has to literally be on his buzzer, not simply the idea of Enochotet. So Enochotet is an extension of a much more clear-cut chiyav, not that it shouldn't be something in between, but that the beged should literally be on. As I say, there's quite a few other approaches, but it extends beyond the way we're learning the Dav right now.
So now the question is, what about a piece of the beged itself? Boy Mar Baravashi, how about if the Kohen's got long hair, and the hair gets green as holler, and his shirt? So now, is that considered to be a chatita? I mean, would we say that his hair is like his body? Or is it not like his body? Olafka guvada. Boy Rabbi Zera. How about tefillin? What are guys wearing tefillin? What would be the din over there? Mao Shiyotu. Now, initially, we're talking about over here tefillin. I mean, clearly there's two issues that would be involved in the tefillin. One is it considered to be an extra beged? In which case, it would be over here a beged. The other is, if you wear your tefillin between, we're talking about tefillin yad. We'll see what Tori is on the road, whether it's chatita, between the midbar and the road. It's not clear that the midbar would cover the whole road. Was later on, actually didn't. But certainly, the ketonet is going to cover your sleeve. The sleeves will cover your nose. So then your tefillin are coming in between. So now the question is, how do we view your tefillin? So again, at this point, it's a question of yitur begadim that we're going to talk about. Soon, we're going to get to the other question, whether there's a difference between tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, and then the question will be, coming between the beged and your skin. But is it considered to be, in general, even tefillin shel rosh would be considered to be yitur begadim or not? So I'll leave it to man yomer laila lavzman tefillin hu. If you hold that the nighttime is not a time to wear tefillin, then clearly we cannot view tefillin as an actual extension of your body, because it isn't worn all day. You don't take off your arm, and you do take off your tefillin. So memela, it would definitely be considered to be something else, because given the laila chai, since in the nighttime it's going to be considered an extra, so then it will be exactly the same thing in the daytime. It doesn't change what it is between the day and the night. But how about according to the man yomer, well, it's laila's also zman yomer. So over there, what's the halacha? My mitzvah de gufo chayit, a mitzvah which is meant to be the way one's body presents itself all the time, day and night. Is that considered to be now part of your body, or is it considered to be a beged on your body? By the way, we've spoken about in the past, we spoke about it in Hedrin, in Chelak, about the issue of a karkafta de lo monach tefillin. So if there we said that the Balei Kabbalah view the nature of the tefillin shorosh, the tension of the skull, it's called the karkafta de lo monach tefillin. That's merumas over here in the sugya. Is it considered to be the equivalent of your actual goof? Now it's an extension of your brain, so to speak. Anyway, this discussion in Galgal Miltu Motel Hamid Rabbah, this discussion came before Rabbi Ami, and he said, Talmud Aruchu Biyadenu Tefillin Chotzitot. And we have like a long tradition about this, that Tefillin is Chotzitot, which we assume means that Tefillin are Chotzitot as Yitur Begadim, which is what we've been discussing the whole time. It's only now that we're going to zero in on this and question whether we're talking about Yitur Begadim or whether we're talking about Achat Somet. Kohanim Bavodatam Ulevi'im Beduchanam V'yis Israel b'ma'amadam. Here we know that we had in the Beit HaMikdash, we had all three elements of all Israel involved. The Kohanim doing the actual Avodah, the Levim doing the musical accompaniment, and Yisrael were meant to be standing there in order to be Eimed, the person is always aimed on his korban. So it's a shmira, tishmuru lakruvi b'moado. There's a shmira, since this korban is coming for you, there's an inyan that there should be representation at the, just like when a yochid brings his korban, a shemesh on the korban. So all of Yisrael now sends representatives, which are called the ma'amad, that is split up in mishmarot, the way that the kuna is split up in mishmarot. These people, because of the fact that they're being oisei in the mitzvah of aveda, are potter from other mitzvahs. They don't daven, they don't put on tefillin, so they're potter. Now, I mean, when it says that they're potter, it certainly implies that there's nothing wrong with their wearing. It's just that they don't have to wear too much. So my lav, iminichan einan chotzetzot, seems to be saying that it's not a problem wearing them. No, it is a problem. Iminichan chotzetzot. Just like Rabbi said. So then, I mean, why would it say peturim? It should say they're usher to wear tefillin. So then, yarki peturim, asur mi boy. Like, well, I can't say asur, it can't be usher for Yisrael to put on tefillin, but mamad can't be usher for a lady to wear tefillin just because he's playing his violin. When he's over there, I can't use the word usher. So therefore, I said a general term which is chal on all of them. However, point of that, when it comes to the Kohen, there's a bigger problem, and that's the problem of yitur begadim. But kimadika levim v'Yisrael delomatim, like, Osir, Mishamachitani Pturim. Yeah, but we got another problem. It says, Beferish in the Brighta, Iminichan Enon Chotzitzer. What are you going to do about that? I mean, Rabbami said, whoa, Talmud Aruch, Biadenu. Ah, at last we understand. Look, Ash. Hodiyad, Hodirosh. There's a difference between the Tefillin Shal Yad and the Tefillin Shal Rosh, not because of Yitur Begadim. Indeed, the issue of here is Hatita, literally. Maishna the Yad. So then, but I don't understand. The Yad, you're telling me, is considered to be a Hatita because Yilbash Al Bisaro. And if his Tefillin are on his hand, he's not wearing a Bidekud on his flesh. I mean, the same thing is true of the Shal Rosh. It says the same thing by Shal Rosh. So the mitznefet is the equivalent of the levish of a beggar on the rosh, and the same way that it says al bisaro, it says al rosho. If you're going to put his hat on his tefillin, then it's not on his rosh. You have exactly the same problem. So even if you want to switch now the issue into not yitur begadim, but rather to be a question of chatzitza, you're still going to have a problem. So what are you going to do with that? And this is the Gemara. Well, you're ignoring something. That is Hana. Sa'aro yad nireh ben tzitl minefet the Kohen Gadol, who wore mitznefet, it wasn't migabat, but the same idea, that it's worn on the head, did not cover his entire head. There was an area where you could see the hair of the Kohen Gadol. Now that hair, which was right between the area of the tzitl, which was on his forehead, and the mitznefet, which was more towards the back of his head, that was the place, shesham menichin tefillin. That's exactly where he put the tefillin. So therefore, there's no problem of chat. Sita, and Mamela, we don't say Mishum Chatzita. And as far as the, why do we say then that it's not a problem? Obviously, it's not a problem. It's not between the beggar and the head. Because now that we've extended the word Chatzita, it means two things. So I need to know that it's not called a beggar in terms of Yitur Begadim. That Filin are not Begadim. Therefore, there's certainly no problem of Yitur Begadim. You're going to say that somebody holding a pencil is going to be over on Yitur Begadim. He's holding a Filin. That's not Yitur Begadim. It's the equivalent of holding it. He's holding a pencil in his hand. You're not going to say, another bed. It was not meant to decorate body. Therefore, the problem, I'm addressing two problems at once. When I say there's no problem of Chatzitza, I mean A, that there's no problem of Chatzitza, obviously, because it doesn't come there, but I also mean to tell you that there's also no problem of Yitur Begadim. Because there we actually have changed our mind the way Raj understands. Tosis does not like this word more, but we've explained it like Raj. That initially we were focusing on Yitur Begadim, and therefore we didn't distinguish between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. Because if we were talking about Chatzita literally, then we would have asked what the din is in the difference between Yad and Rosh. It didn't bother us until afterward when we realized that we needed to answer a bomb. So then we switched gears. And we said, nah, you know what? It's not a question of Begad at all. It's got to be a question of actual Chatzita. Okay, so then we're worried about, and why not a Chatzita Shal Rosh? Because of Saro Hayanir. Okay. That, there's no Ella. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little misleading.
How are we looking at an essential body or as a whole?
Now we're looking at it as a non-bay, holding a pencil. Not because of holding, but we're looking at it as a pencil. Put a pencil in his ear, not over on Yitur Begadim. Have to? For sure not. For sure not. We just said they're touring because of Atur Min HaMitzah. But over here, we sing L'maisa. There was room. The Kohen Gadol used to wear his Begadim all the time. And he wore the tits. You see, I only place on me to keep it on as much as possible. Nonetheless, it was late for him to put his fill in. Normally, during the day, why wouldn't he be wearing his own? Of course, he would want to wear his own. If it's not a problem, he said he would wear his own. Mechusar Kippurim. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is that the Kohen who went to the Mikvah, waited until sunset. But he was one of those who was involved to bring a carbon on the Eve, let's say, that he was. I guess he wasn't a Yoleta, but he could have been a Mitzorah, or he could have been a Zom. So, Minolan, how do we know it? We know it from Yoleta. I brought it up. The Zom Ravuna Omar Kra, Vichipera Lea HaKohen, Vitahera. If the nature of the kapara is that subsequent to the kapara, she is considered to be tahira, then clearly up until that point, michlal she'id me'ah. If that non-kapara is me'ah, then it's included in the original of Isser of the Nazru Mikache b'nei Yisrov v'lo yechalalu. So therefore, the original opening pasuk, the dinim of Duma, would be applicable anywhere that we know that there is still a concept of tameh. If it says tahira, then prior to the tahira, it must be that it's tameh. This again is why there was never a question of why can't we learn out Tameh from Mechus HaKippurim and from Tvuyom. Because the only way we know Tvuyom and Mechus HaKippurim is because it's called Tameh. It never says anywhere that you're Mechalal Aveda of a Tvuyom and Mechus HaKippurim. Shalora Chutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. The next case we had was a Kohen who comes in, didn't wash his hands and his feet from the Hiyor. It is actually going to passel his Aveda, not just the wrong thing to do. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, we learned that from the word chok olam lo lezarolodorotam. That is said on Verachatu, Yedeyem Veragleyem Velo Yamutu. And we know that it also said, Chavashalem Yigbaot, Vaitalem Kuna lechukat olam. So we darshan this before. Chuka from Mechusar Begadim. Mechusar Begadim becomes the Mekor for the din of Tula Veda, of the Shuye Yain, and they're all circumstances. And for someone who was lo rock, because of the Xerashava of Hukah Hukah back to Mechusar Begadim. It's not double buzzing. It's a word Hukah that appears in different places. The word Hukah appears by the Rochat Yadayim Raglayim Kokolam. It applies by Aitalem Kunatam Hukat Olam. It applies by the Dinner Shetuye Yain Vlo Yomudu Kokolam. Any place that it says Hukah, it's Ma'akev because of the Mechusar Begadim. We learn it back. Actually, Taisa Rabbeinatam points out that from this Sugya, it's weird that whenever we say chukah is ma'akev, we don't mean that the word chukah is ma'akev. We mean that we've learned out that chukah is ma'akev, which over there it says v'lo yechal. So we know that lo yechal, that's what they're doing. If they don't do it, it's ma'akev by definition, which is remarkable. That's not the pashas of the sugya. We see it from here. Okay, so we now know that the Yerochut Yadayim V'Raglayim, which is the standard, Rochut Yadayim V'Raglayim, a coin comes into the Beit HaMikdash, Bevo'am El HaMizbeach, Begishtam, as we'll see the Tukim later on. But how about a case where there is a form, rich catch, where there's a formal din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even though the coin was Makadosh Yad V'Raglo when he came into the Beit HaMikdash? And that, of course, is a Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKippur. He changes his clothes 5 times during the day, depending on whether he's doing Aveda B'Nim, which is Big Day Lavan, or Aveda Bachut. Each one of those times, he has to be Makadosh Yad V'Raglo again, twice, actually, and B'Tevel once. So is that also included in this din of Lo Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim? Or is Shelo Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim limited to the initial Lo Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim when you come into the Beit HaMikdash? Turn around, Kohen Gadol Shelo Tava, or Lo Kidesh Bein Beged La Beged, Ubein Avodah La Avodah, V'Avad Avodato Ksheira. So there it's not Ma'akev. And Echad Kohen Gadol, Echad Kohen Gadiot, Shelo Kidesh Yadav V'Raglav Shacharit. But if when he came in, initially he didn't do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then he's Oved Avodato Ptula. Omer Vas, the Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand how you're going to differentiate between the two. Michle. Chamesh Vilot V'Asara Kiddushim are just as you're right. We learn them out from the Pasuk in the middle of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, where it says Beferish that he has to be Rochetz Yadav. And not only that, it says V'Rochatz V'Sarov HaMayim, Sham, and it says the word Chukah on the entire Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Chukat Olam, as it says, B'chodesh Ashvi'i, B'sol HaChodesh. So Chukat Olam is Ba'akev all Avodah of Yom Kippurim. You just said wherever it's a Chukah, I learned it out now. From B'chus of Agadim, it's Ba'akev. And then you come up with this statement that comes out of nowhere, that, well, if it's not Shachris, then there's no Chukah. There may not be that Chukah, but there's a Chukah of the Avodahs of Yom Kippurim. So what's the difference? Boils down to the same issue. L'yakfu. Ah, said Rabbi Yochanan, I already thought of that one. If you take a look in the Pasuk, you will notice that the Pasuk repeats the word Levisha. Ktonet bat kodesh yilbash, and big day kodesh shem, it says ulevesham. Now you tell me why that's a yilbash, ulevesham. What's the point of saying all of that? Because it wants to tell you, Levisha and only Levisha is ma'ake. But then it says verachatsu, that's verachatsu b'mayim rather, et bisaro levesham. How many times to say Verachat? Once. So that's the point. Levei Sham, and only Levei Sham is Ma'akev. But nothing else is Ma'akev. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? Tzav upanav, Ravasi lit up. Said Rabbi Yochanan to him, yeah, okay, now you're happy? Well, I told you a bunch of garbage. I fooled you. No, Marley. Vava ufta katvilacha. Did you ever try writing a straight line of Vav on a piece of firewood? It comes out of it because there's a little cracks and everything in the wood. Well, that's what I just did to you. You're making out the outlines of a letter. But if you take a look, the matrix that it's written on is ridiculous. This makes no sense. If what I'm saying is true, and you really could be medayek from this, then that would be true even on the initial Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Because if the Torah is going out of its way to tell me that the dinim of Aveda on Yom Kippur are different, and only Levish is Ma'akev, but Rechitas Adayim Raglayim is not Ma'akev, what's the difference whether it's the five that are done later on at the time that he switches, or whether it's including that one too? Even in the morning, it's all the same. So the Tzafranami. Yeah, boy. Amar Chizkis says, you want to know the real reason? The real reason is, Vaitalem Chok Olam. Notice you go back to the actual makor of the pasuk that tells us chukah. So it says vaitalehem chok olam lo ulizaro ledorotam. It compares Aharon. It compares Aharon and his son. So davar hamaakev bizaro is maakev bo. If it's something that affects Aharon's sons, as it says lo ulavanav, so that's maakev. But davar sheino maakev bizaro eino maakev bo. So therefore, the din has nothing to do with the double lashon levisham or anything like that. It has to do with the original lima. The original lima says the common, the universal rechitas yadayim raglayim, which would be true for the avodah of any kohen. That is chok olam. Any other rechita is not chok olam. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, no, that's not where we know it from. We know it from the miluim. Where over there it says v'rochatu mimenu Moshe v'aharon uvanav et yideihem v'et raglayhem, which teaches us davar ha-me'akev bivanav, me'akev bo, davar she'enu me'akev bivanav, enu me'akev bo. Wait a minute, that first pasuk, that was really nice. Well, what was wrong with that, with the chok olam? My time alone, I'm in a chizkia. Well, what did Rabbi Yochanan have against, Rabbi Yonatan have against the pasuk of chizkia? Oh, malacha, no, that chok olam is not coming to tell me davar ma'akev bo. It's coming to tell me that the dinim here in the miluim are la'olam. It's coming to tell me l'doroto dechiv. You have to know that this din was not only said to him and his children during their lifetime, it was said to all generations. Don't you need to know that? The Idach, my time of Omar me high. So why now would Chisya risk that? What's wrong with Rabbi Yonatan Pasek? That Pasek was coming to say something else completely. It involves Moshe. While Moshe was the Kohen during the time of the Miluim, that comes to teach you something else entirely. Miboyle like Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Chanina. Dom Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Chanina. How much water needs to be the capacity of the Giyor? I mean, we know for the Tilat Yadayim need a Revias. Is that kosher for Giyor? No. Kol Kiyor, that is not big enough for the Kadesh Arba'ako Animim. You cannot use a kiyor is not the equivalent of a kosher to tilat yadayim. It needs to be large enough to be v'rachatsumi menu Moshe v'aharon uvanav. Minimum of uvanav is two, which means you need a total of four people to be able to take that water from the kiyor. Tanurabon, and how do you do kiddush yadayim raglayim? Since it says the word et yideihem v'raglehem, the mashmaut is that raglehem, yideihem v'raglehem are are simultaneous. Not that you first wash your hands, then you wash your feet. So what you do is you put your right hand on your right foot and your left hand on your left foot, and then you put them under the water. Mekadesh, at the same time. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No, better than that, I say. You put your two hands, one on the other, your two feet, one on the other, put the two hands on the two feet and fall over and smash your... No, wait. And then you do the Kiddush. Omer lo, nah, come on, you're exaggerating. Yiflakta. I mean, you know perfectly well the Yavshalassos. Okay, what is it? We're supposed to have trained acrobats over here that are going to be Mekadesh Yehuda v'Raglav? What do you mean? Every Kohen's got to be an acrobat to be able to stand on a tight wire. Nobody can do that. How do you put your two hands on top of your 2 feet and all in a line and not fall over? That's a good tina, says the Gemara. Shabbat Kamala. Oh, we're going to get to that. Omer of Yosef. Well, obviously you need help. The Kavero Misayo. I mean, every Kohen would, unless he is actually an acrobat, he would need somebody to hold him up. Now, you say that this is not a very significant issue, but it is actually. Can you lean when you're saying Shmones or reading from the Torah? Is leaning considered to be standing? Or is leaning considered to be sitting? And now that's the issue over here, because Omer Abaye Amidah Minat Tzadik. Now the question is whether standing while supported, is that called standing? And we're going to see that you need to stand for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, as our president has pointed out. Otherwise, there'd be no problem. Sit down. I mean, anybody can sit down and do this. It's only if you're trying to stand that you need to be an acrobat to do it. What the Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara simply say, let him sit? That we're going to get to. So the question is it considered to be standing? Or if a guy's going to be there making sure you don't topple over, that's not standing. Omele Reb Samar Breda Rav Asher Ravino, why do you need to stand? Actually, the simplest solution is, have a little stool next to the kiyar. Anybody who needs to do this complex Kiddush Yadav Raglav won't need anybody to help him if he just sits down on the stool, puts his hands and feet in a row, and puts it under the water of the kiyar. Ah, because Omar Kro, the Torah views this in the context of Yirchatzu Mayim Lisharet La'Kirishel Hashem. And Lisharet is always Mu'umad because it says La'amodu Lisharet. Since the Torah views this as being an extended Gisha to Sherut, therefore it needs to be done by Amidah. And that's what raises the problem of whether somebody can support you. So if there's no way to do without yeshiva, because I hold that support is yeshiva, then I'm forced to conclude that even though it says Yadav Raglav, it doesn't mean literally at one time. It must mean put one hand on one foot and then move your other hand to your other foot. And that way at least you don't fall over. Because there's no alternative. What else could it mean? Not the Havamia. The truth. It's a machlokas. If you, as we just said, it's a machlokas. He says, he flopped, you're going too far. But the truth is, the mashmaut in the pasuk is yadayim v'ragleihem, all at one time. The only right I have to conclude that that's not what it means is because it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Can't somebody help you stand? No, because then you're not standing. And the Torah says, lamod l'sharet, put it all together and what do you get? Richie, fast asleep. Yeah, Rich, how about showing us how to be Mekadesh Yodav Viragla without keeling over? Yeah, okay, that's true. Look what happened to poor Levi. Turn around, Bonnie. Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav Bayon. This is somebody did the Kiddush Yadav V'Raglayim during the course of the day, and he continues to do the Avoda now at night. So he wants to come back now and put up some Emurim on the Mizeah. He doesn't need to be remagat Balayim. But if he did the Kiddush Yadav V'Raglayim only in the nighttime, in the daytime, if he wants to do Avoda, he will need to be remagat Yadav V'Raglayim. So says Rebbe. What is the svar for this? Shaya Rabbi Omer, Linamo Elet Pekidu. In the same way that we know that Lina of the Laila, Pasol, I say the Dam or anything that had been in a Sharet, it passes it for the next day, so too does the actual Lina on Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Bechayev you in a new act of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Lina Moelet Bekiddush Yadayim Raglayim. His brother Rabbi Shimon says, there's no problem of Lina. You do not need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the next morning. No. He's up. He's just out in the middle of Aveda.
With the Lina.
The Lina is the passage of the night and the coming of Amud HaRav. It has nothing to do. Lina does not mean sleep. Lina means the technical term Lina is coming of Amud HaRav. Tanya Ida, there's another brayta that seems to say the same thing. Hayao Meiru Makriv Agabe Mizbeach Al HaLayla. A guy is working as a kohen all night long. Comes the morning, he wants to simply continue doing the Aveda. No. Can he go out and do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after Amud HaShach? So says Divrei Reb. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kivan Shekidesh Yadav V'Raglav Mitchilat Avodah. The Beloved Rabbi Shimon says, if he did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at the beginning of this set of Aveda, he could continue to do Aveda for the next 10 days, and that would be fine. Afilu Mikan V'Rasara Yamim Ena Tzarich L'Kadeh. Now you'll say, this is merely repetitious. It's not repetitious. V'Tzricha. Diash Min HaKamaita. Bahikama Rebbe Tepasak Le Mi Avodah L'Avodah. The first case is talking about where he had stopped doing the Avodah. So the interruption may be the reason that you require the new Kiddush. But here we're talking about he's continuing to work all night long. Now he wants to simply continue to work in the morning. Maybe Rebbe would be made in that case to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. That over there was no Hefzik, and therefore Lina perhaps is not Mo'ela. V'yashmina Baha, Baha Kama Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Ava Baha Ema Mori Leila Rebbe. And therefore, Tricha. My time of the Rebbe? What's actually the logic? Dechtiv Begisham. My time of the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Dechtiv Bevo'am. Now what's interesting is that we seem to have two different sukkim that tell you when you need a Shadayim Raglai. Both in the same bus. It says, Bevo'am El Olamo Eidir Tumayim V'lo Yamudu. O Begishtam El HaMizbeach L'Share Lach. So which one is it? So if I understand the pasuk to mean, as Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says, Bevo'am. You came in. You've been here the whole time. You haven't left. So what exactly is the problem? Keep working as long as you don't go out. Whereas Rebbe says, well, no, it says Begishtam. And now that I come to do the Aveda of the morning, that's not called a continuation of yesterday's Avodah, because there's an entire new Ma'araka on the Mizbeach, and there's no comparing the two at all. And therefore, you need to have a new Gisha. It requires a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Well, I mean, so then there's a contradiction in the pasuk. How does each one understand the other one? Says the Gemara, doesn't it say, V'idach nami, achi bevo'am? How does Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, how does Rebbe explain the meaning of bevo'am? Well, he says, that's simple. If it would have said Begishtam and not bevo'am, so I would have said, okay, a guy comes into the Beis HaMikdash, does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, brings now a carbon at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes and takes a break, at 12 o'clock comes back, that's a new Gisha, even though it's not a new Via, so maybe he needs now new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim every time he comes up to the Mizbeach. No, but he's coming. There's no Nubia, but there's no Gisha. Therefore, I need to know. But it's also true that where the Gisha itself is entirely new, because the Ma'aracha is new, then it doesn't help to have only Bevo'am. V'idach nami achi Begishtam. And what does Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon do with the fact that Bevo'am is not enough? You need Begishtam also. This is ikti Bevo'am velo ketiv Begishtam. So I'm saying Bevo'am is enough. Let's say when Begishtam. What would you say? Cohen wants to walk into the Beit HaMikdash to watch the Aveda. It's not his day to do any Aveda. You need to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Bevo'am. So he's coming in? Afilu Abiyah Reikanit? What are you talking about? How could it be Abiyah Reikanit coming in doing nothing? It says Beferish, Lisharet, like Tirish El Hashem. How could I think Bevo'am is not connected to the Lisharet? That can't be true. Okay, you're right. Elot Begishtami Boilet Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Omer Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Hakom Odim, Bekidush Sheni, Kishulavush Kadeh. The question over here is, there's a machlok between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan about when the Kohen Gadol does the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the changing of the cloak. Is the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim done before the taking off of the first cloak? Because it's what is being done in order to engage in the removal of the clothes. Or is it done afterward? But everybody is made up that he certainly does the second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim after he's dressed with whatever begadim he's putting on, the Bigday Lavan and the Bigday Shmona Begadim. That's for sure, because otherwise he would need to get dress after putting on after doing the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And since the Torah says, Bevo'am, O Begishtam, The Gishtam implies that he needs to be able to go from this moment and go directly to do the Aveda. Well, he would sure look awfully funny going stark naked to do the Aveda after he does his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, not because he's funny naked, but because he's funny not wearing any big day kahuna. How can he do Aveda without big day kahuna? So therefore, the Torah must be telling you that he did the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after he put on his clothes. And in this case, Yatzei Zeshu B'Chusr Levisha, and then Gisha. And Mamela, it would be necessary to say Gisha for this part, this limud, but not to tell me that there's a separate din on each new day's Gisha if you were already becoming the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the original Bia. And why then does the pasuk have to end with the words Lakiri Shelash? Isn't that part of it? No. Because maybe the only thing that requires now the dinim of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is where you're doing something that is ma'akev, such as the various things you do with the dam and so on. But Akhtoras, we know Akhtarate Murim, that is not ma'akev at all. But in Aveda the lo ma'akev kapara lo, kamashman, therefore comes along with a pasuk say Lakiri. And Lakhtiri Shel Hashem is never Ma'akev. Therefore, we need to know even something that is not Ma'akev. Tznanatam, Kohen Shalaka Be'etzpa'o Korecha Le'agomi B'migdash Avalo B'binina V'im Lo'otzi Mimen Adam Kan V'kan Asur Om Rebi Yudabari Rebi Chela Shana Le'agomi Aval Tziotzul Katan Havi Yitur B'gadim Rebi Yochram Al-Omar Yitur B'gadim Elo B'mako B'gadim Avo Shalom B'makom B'gadim Lo Havi Yitur B'gadim. But typically, Mishum Chatzitza, it could be on its left hand, or Inam Yishalob B'makom Avayda, it's with the back of his hand. Upligi to Rava, the Omer Rava Amr of Chista, B'makom Begadim Afil Nima Achat Chotzetzet, Shalob B'makom Begadim, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, says there's no such thing as Yitur Begadim. There is, it's just that it needs to be Shalosh HaSholosh. B'chot Mikan Einan Chotzet. So, out of Rabbi Yochanan, who categorically said there's no such thing as Yitur Begadim, Shalob B'makom Begadim, Vaday Pligi. Question is, Adar Abiyuda Bereda Rabbi Chia, Milemet Aplige, since he insists on Shalosh HaSholosh, and Rabbi Yehuda Bereda Rabbi Chia included as Tzitzur Katan? No. He maybe agrees. Shani Tzitzur Katan, the Chashi. Lishnach, Rina Amar Lama Rabbi Yehuda Bereda Rabbi Chia, Lashana Lagomi. Aval Tzitzur Katan, Chotzeitza. Here it's the same exact thing. It's just a question of language. Chotzeitza, Yitur Begadim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo amru chatzitza b'pogon b'shalosh ha-shalosh, elo b'mokim b'gadim. Ava shalo b'mokim b'gadim, shalosh al-shalosh chatzitzot, pochot b'kan enan chatzitzot. Which is the same as Rava Amrav Chist, it sounds like. Now, does that argue, lema plige, ad Rebbe Yehuda b'reda Rebbe Chia? Because over here it says shalosh al-shalosh? No. Shainei tzitzot katan, t'choshiv. Now, according to Rebbe Yochanan, why are we discussing Gomi? I mean, as even a bigger finish, Tzitzur Tzokan is also mutter. Because, Kamashvan de Gomi Masi, Boy Rava, Nichnas alo Ruach bibigdo maho, Al bisaro bina valeka, Odil maderech levisha bekach, Kina maho shetachot, Meita loti boy lucha, Varechatsi, Chaya mai, Mi amin given the ata vahazar of yitai, Velo chaitse, Odil ha given the kopit alay chaitse, Afar maho shetachot, Afar? Varechaitse, Avak afar maho, Beta Shechi, Mao Shiachotz, Al Bisarobin of Aleko, Dimal Derek Levishabaka, Hichnis Yadola Tokheko Mao, Gufo, Michaez, or do we say, Olo, Nima Mao Shetachutz, Nima, Vanechaitz, no, Nima Medudalet of the Big Deguna Mao, Boy Marbaravashi, Yatsas Sarobi Big Dom Mao, Saroki Gufo Domi, Olafki Gufo Domi, Boy Rebzera, Tefilin Mao Shiachutz, Aliba the man the Yom Laila loves man tefillin uloti barlecha. The kima the Laila chaytze yom nami chaytze. Kiti barlecha the man the Yom Laila zman tefillin mai. Mitzvah the gufi chaytze olo chaytze. Igal gemilta matar kamder vami. Amar lehu Talmud aruchu biyadenu. Tefillin chotzitzot. Meit vekoanim bavodatam levim beduchanam Yisrael b'mamadam piturin minat tefillah minat tefillin. My love, piturin, but iminichan inar chotzitzot. No. Rabami holds im inichan chotzot. Why does it say peturin? Shazi asurin? Yeah, because kivadikal avim v'yisrael. Well, you can't say it's asur. So shachi tani peturin for all of the three. V'atanya im inichan inan chotzot. Well, the truth is, we're talking about chatzitza, not yitur begodim. In which case, lo kasha, hadayad, hadarosh. I don't get it. Yad was why. Because it says, Yubashal b'sarosh lo yadover chatzitz b'inola b'saro. It says, Rosh Hashanah. V'sabta mitznefet al rosho shelo yadover chatzitz b'inola v'in rosho. And it says, the Gemara, Tana, sa'aro ayah nireh b'intzitz l'mitznefet shesham miniach tefillin. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. Mechusar kippurim minolin. Om rev and om akrofa chiper aleha ha'kohen v'tahira. Tahira, Mithlashi Tameya. And we already learned the Loyachalalu. Shalora Kutyadaim Raglaim. Atyahu Kahu Kamimukosabagonim. Tanaban, Kangara Shalota Valva Shalokidesh, Bain Beged La Beged. Ubaina Vodala Voda. Viavat, Avodatoki Shira, and Echar Kangado, Vechat Kainad Yot Shalokidesh Yadavrag of Shachris, Viavad Avodoto Psula. Omler Vas Rabbi Yochum, what's the difference? Mirte, Chomesh, Tfilot, Vasara, Kiddushin are said in the Pasuk, in the Oraita, along with the Aveda. And as you know, it says Chukah on all the Avedas of Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, Liakfu. Omar Le, because the Pasuk says Ulevei Sham. Levi Sham Ma'akev, Edvein Davar Acher Ma'akev. Tzavu Panav. Omar Le, don't get so happy, buddy. Vova Ufta Katfilacha. Because if I were right, so then the Tzafranami. Amar Chizkia, Amar Akra, the real answer, Vaitalehem Chok Olam, Lo Lezaro Ledorotam, Davar HaMa'akev Bizarro, Ma'akev Bo. Davar She'eno Ma'akev Bizarro, En Ma'akev Bo. Rabbi Yonatan Omer Miyacha, V'rachatzu Mimeno Moshe V'Yaron Uvanav, Davar Ma'akev Uvanav, Ma'akev Bo. Davar She'eno Ma'akev Uvanav, En Ma'akev Bo. Rabbi Yonatan, my time in Loam Amar Chizkia, Amar Lecha, Hu Ledorotu Dikasev. Virach my time alone on my high. Me boy let it be Ezra Bechanina. Dom Rabbi Ezra Bechanina. Kol kior shein bo kedei lekadesh arba ako ani mimeno. Ein mekachin bo. Shenema verochatsu mimeno Moshe ve'aron uvanav. Tan Rabbana ketzad mitzvat kiddush. Meniach yado ha-yamanit agaber aglo yamanit. Yado ha-shmalit agaber aglo ha-shmalit umekadesh. Rabbi Ezra Bechanina. Omer meniach shtei yadav. Zo agabe zo. V'agabe shtei raglav, zo agabe zo, umekadesh. Amar lo, come on, man, he flakta. Yev shala sotken.
The following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
On that you test some an olive, the circus is working. Add the two dots. Tznan Hossam, the Mishnah in Erevin says as follows, that a Kohen shalakabe etzpaho, say a Kohen on Shabbos, he got a wound on his finger, korei chalei agomi b'migdash, what he should do is in the Beis HaMikdash itself where there's no gezeres, we don't have any shvus b'migdash. So there he can put a piece of reed, like a slice of reed on his finger, wrap it around him, and even though that serves as an antiseptic, it also doesn't just protect the wound, but it also has medicinal properties, as we'll see later on in the Sefer. So in the Beis HaMikdash,
they did that to me in Sipur.
Really?
The Sephardians, they saw they had to take off that only thing that does nothing, and they gave me a big long piece of some type of reed.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did it? The Arabs?
The actors.
The actors
in the last of the Mishnah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So anyway, so that you're allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash because the ancient was for Migdash.
No,
oh, that we'll talk about. But not the Medina, not outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because after all, it does cure you. The imlo tzimi men adam, if the reason that you're putting it on is in order to squeeze blood out of the wound, so then it's for sure asr, even in the Vegas, it's an istiraisa. So then kamvakan asr. Omre, yudabre, priya lo shana lagomi. You'll note that the only heter that the Mishnah mentions over here is reed, but not a bandage. It doesn't say you can use a bandage. Why not? So it's sul katan, avi yitur begadim. Even a small bandale. And we thought Rashi learns bendel. Bendel. Now, bendel, which is really, it's a bit meager, it's made out of silk, and so long, you can use it as a There's a belt for women and so on. Sash. So, but I mean, humans in the sense of a Band-Aid. So that you can't use, because if you would use a Band-Aid, then there would be an extra baguette. We saw before, extra baguette is the same as missing a baguette. So your Aveda would be possible. Rabbi Yochanan, lo amru yitur begadim, ela b'makom begadim. There's no such thing as yitur begadim. You're going to wear a baguette on your nose, and that's not a baguette. A baguette means that you can't wear an extra baguette in the makom of begadim, where the kohen wears begadim. But where he doesn't wear begadim, there's no din of yitur begadim.
A ring?
Not a yitur begadim. There's other problems in the system. Abishalom b'makom begadim, lo ab yitur begadim. Ask the Gemara Saba Josh's question. The taper claim Mishum Chatzitza. If we're talking about on his finger, so besides the problem of Yitur Begadim, you also have a problem of Chatzitza, because it has to be the actual Kayin himself, not the Kayin through something else that does the Aveda. And over here, if he does the Aveda through the bandage, or even through the Gumi, it should be a Chatzitza. Now, that could be talking about the small, maybe it's on his left hand. His left hand, you don't do Aveda with your left hand anyway. Inam Yishlova Makam Aveda could be even on the right hand, but maybe it's in the back of the finger, it means. The back of the finger, that never comes in touch with anything. So that would not be a problem of Chatzitza, the only problem would be Yisur Begadim. So there we have the Machlokas Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Chiya, who holds that even a Band-Aid would be Yisur Begadim, and Rav Yochanan Shita is that a Band-Aid is not use of the garden, because there's no use of the garden unless it's in a place where there is an actual baguette meant to be worn. But certainly on a finger, you can't call that use of the garden. Now, L'chaira, this argues on Rava. It seems to be both cheetahs. I think it's doing anything. I don't know if it's really worth it. Plead it to Rava. You're my Rava, I'm Reb Chista. B'malkam begadim afilu nima achas chetzes. Shaloi b'malkam ar begadim shalosh chetzes. Focus mikan ein on the chetzes. Now here we have a loose use of the word chetzes. What it means is like this. If it's in a malkam begadim, so even if you have a nima achas, which is on your skin, between the begad and your skin, so since it says yilbash al b'sorei, if it's not al b'sorei, then it's not a kosher levush of the kahuna. So there you have a problem with chatzitza. There's three separate dinim over here, and it's important that we keep them separate in our minds. One is the din of yisur begadim. You're wearing too many begadim, and that's a psul in terms of the big de kahuna per se. The other is the chatzitza between the yad of the kohen and the aveda that he's doing. That's his v'lakacha kohen, v'nasana kohen. It's the kohen himself, and not through something else. Then you have the halacha that the big dekunim need to be worn al b'sorei. So if there's something between the basar and the beged, that's a different chatzitza. That's chatzitza in terms of the levishas habeged. Three separate dinim. Now the problem is that our sugya, unfortunately, uses the same word back and forth for all three ideas. At least this is the way Rashi learns, and most hold that this is the way the Rambam learns. There's some who try to make the sugya fit that the words are meant literally differently, but it's very dochuk. And so the way that Rashi learns, he speaks about the Feirish, and in Rambam it seems quite clear that what we mean is like this. The makam begadim afilani ma'afas chetzas. In other words, the first question was, Tepeklei mishum chatzitza, meaning it should be a chatzitza between the skin of the kayin and the aveda, which was Saba Josh's question. Then we got into the next thing. B'mokom begadim afilu nima achas chetzetzes, that's a different din of chatzitza. That's a din of chatzitza between the beged and the boss of the kayin. And it's a pegam in v'lavash al b'saroi, yilvash al b'saroi. And then when we say b'mokom, that has nothing to do with chaytzeis. We're using the word chaytzeis over there as a loose term because we use chaytzeis in the ratio, so we use chaytzeis to mean yisur begadim. The din of 3x3 is a halacha specifically in dinim of tumas begadim. That's where we get that shir from. So it's a shir of a beged. A shir is of a beged, a shalosh. So the Meila, you can't call a Band-Aid, it seems to be what he's saying. can't call a Band-Aid a Yisur Begadim. It's not big enough. It doesn't have the chashivas of a Beged. Now, L'chora, this argues on both sheets that we said before. On Rabbi Yochanan Barai argues, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan said if it's not in a Mokum that you wear a Begadim, then it's not Shayach Yisur Begadim at all. So according to him, it doesn't matter how big it is. If you want to put a giant apron on your nose, there's no pagam of Yisur Begadim there. So, fine. According to, now the Shaila is, would this also be called like on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai? That's the Shaila. Because he was saying that a Band-Aid would be a problem. Band-Aid's not 3x3s. L'chora, if Rava is saying that it has to be 3x3, he's also arguing on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai. So it would seem that we have three different shitas here. However, the Gemara now questions us. Says the Gemara like this. We know that since Rava says over here in the name of Rav Chisda, that Pachas Bikanin and Chisda says, Adi Rav Yochanan Vadai, please. There's no question. You can't square these two shitas, because Rav Yochanan says there's no such thing as Yisur Begadim, Shlava Makam Begadim. The question is, Adi Rav Yehuda Bar Yochai, Milayim Ad Pligin, because Rav Yehuda Bar Yochai was talking about a Band-Aid, and a Band-Aid is less than 3x3. So, according to Rava, there should be no problem with a Band-Aid, and yet Rav Yehuda Bar Yochai says there is a problem. Does that mean that they're chaylik? Says the Gemara, no. Could be that Rava might even agree with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai because a Band-Aid has a special chashivas on its own. In other words, normally you're talking about a piece of rag. So, what's a 3x3? It doesn't have any chashivas. Hashem came when you're talking about the bendel over here. The silver carbon is a bag of bifnei atzma, has a chashivas bifnei atzma, so maybe over there will be maida. So shiny tzilzul katam the chashiv. Now that's the first Lashon in the Sugya. Lishnachli Amrila is another Lashon who says it like this. Amr Yehuda Bar Yochai. What does that mean that you're using? Loshanu Ella Gumi. Avotzil Sul Katam Chotzeitz. The other Lashon is that the way that Yehuda Bar Yochai said it is not using the word Yitur Begadim, but rather using the word Chatzitza. Now, Rashi says this cannot mean that it's meant as Chatzitza literally. Because where would we get the idea that there's a shear of Chatzitza? I mean, and if it's a gumi, it's not Chatzitza, it's also Chatzitza. Therefore, says Rashi, in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai, there's no difference between the two Lashonos. Other than the use of the language. The use of the language that we're using over here, chotzeitz, right from the beginning, to discuss really a din of Yisur Begadim. So he's saying the same thing that he said before, even in the second Lashon. The difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, lo amru chatzitza, bepachot bishalosh al shalosh, ela b'makom begadim. But then that there's a chatzitza, and over here indeed it is chatzitza of number two type, between the beged and the fosser of the kohen. That's not yilbash al b'sarai. So there obviously doesn't make any difference what size the chatzitza is. The chatzitza is a chatzitza. I've heard of a shear in a chatzitza. There's no shear in a chatzitza. Abba shalom b'mokum begadim. If you're talking about not in a place where it's chatzitza and the beged, so then what's the shayla? Yisur begadim. Yisur begadim, it's not, it's only shalosh al shalosh. Chaytz itself, again, chaytz itself being used in a very loose way, meaning yisur begadim. Pochot mikan, enach, what's that? V'hainu de Rava. Now, in this version, what Rabbi Yochanan said is what Rava said in the first version, right? Because he's saying that the din of yisur begadim, in the first version, Rabbi Yochanan said, shalom b'bakam begadim, there's no such thing as yisur begadim. In this version, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shalom b'makom begadim, you need to have a shear of a beged chashuv, which is 3x3. Right? Now, so according to this, it comes out that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan seem to be saying exactly the same thing. The shaila is that it's not necessarily the case, because after all, Rabbi Yochanan was responding to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai, right? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai was talking about our case of the Mishnah and Erev, where he was saying, Lo shono, Zavka, gumi, but not a Band-Aid. Comes on Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, but even a Band-Aid, it's 3x3.
So the shaila is, since Rava was quoting Reb Chista, not in terms of this discussion, Stami was quoting Reb Chista, does that mean he would agree with Reb Yochanan and Kineged Reb Yehuda ben Reb Chiya? Or might he agree that in a case where we're talking about the bendel has a chashivas, even if it's pachas mishalosh hashalosh? That's not clear. Reb Yochanan, we know he meant to discuss this case. But Reb Chista, being quoted by Rava, wasn't talking about this case. So therefore, lema pliya Reb Yehuda Reb Chiya, shall we assume that he argues also on the din of the band-aid? And he holds the band-aid also mutter, because it's too small to be used to the garden. And in this version, we say the same thing we said there. Shaina tzilzul katan b'chashiv, it may well be that according to Rava, he would agree with Reb Yehuda Breida Reb Chiya too, because in this particular case, the chashivas of the bendel is such that you don't need shalosh al shalosh. The problem is that according to Reb Yochanan, we're coming out saying that the din is true even of a bandage, correct? You could wear a bandage also in the base of Mikdash on your finger, as long as it's not chutzis between the avayda. So if it's the smaller, it's agavaya, there's no problem. So according to him, how does he explain the Mishnah Erevin? Why does Mishnah Erevin discuss using a piece of reed? I mean, why does he discuss a normal case to put on a band-aid? And the Chor, there's a chiddush in that as well, so makes it that way, and I'll make the mistake that Reb Yehuda Breida Reb Chiya made, thinking that it's only a tzilzul, but that it's only a gumi and not a tzilzul. So, as the Gemara, according to Reb Yochanan, who clearly holds that a band-aid is mutter, so my ari gumi v'shmin on tzilzul katan, it should have told us even the case of tzilzul katan too. Nah. The Mishnah over there was interested in adding the halacha legabe refuah. Remember, we're talking over there the problem of the difference between the gezeira of using an antiseptic in the Beis HaMikdash, which was an issur of refuah of the Medina. So this is ancient with the Mikdash. So the Kohen's allowed to use an antiseptic. So in order to bring out that halacha, you have to talk about the gumi. And the gumi is mati. It has antiseptic properties to it, so it heals. So we want to talk about that case. It's true there's other chidushim, and it's in the case of tzilzul katan. But we were coming to tell you in practical terms, you should know that gumi is nice. Boy, Rav, this whole halacha that you're raising now about wearing begadim without a chatzitza, is a chatzitza the pshat that there's some other thing between the begad and your flesh? Or are we learning al-basari means literally al-basari? In other words, if the clothes are not tight-fitting, and there's a little bit of air, say, between the clothing and the skin, so if the clothes are not lying on the skin, so is that possible? I thought it would be possible. I'd say, nichnas alo ruach bebigdo. The wind is blowing, so somewhere, wind blows out the ktonas, so that it's not mamish on his flesh. So is that also a pagan? Mal. Al b'saro be'inan v'haleka. Do we say that the term means literally al b'saro? Or, d'yoma derech levisha b'kacha, does it mean al b'saro, meaning wear this the way people normally wear clothing? So this is the way people normally wear clothing, it's not to be tight. So maybe that's also good. And how about a kinam? Somebody has a lice on his flesh, a louse on his flesh. So ma'al shetachut, mei sarot yugar l'chavadecha, obviously if it's dead, that's definitely a chatzitza. The shaila is chayamai. Do we say, look, I mean, this thing is moving about on his body, so it's that's part of the way a body is. It has lice. V'lo chaisi. So it's not a chatzitza. Do we give him the carpet? Or do we say something that a person gets rid of if he knows it's there? He can't view it as his normal self, and therefore it's chaisis. Opa mal sheyachus. How about some dirt that's on his skin, between his skin and the clothes? Is that a pagamin abasa? Offer? What do you mean? Vanecha, of course it's a, why wouldn't it be a chatzitza? What could be a bigger chatzitza than offer? No, we mean avaka farmal. No, just some dust. And normally, the guy didn't shower today, and it's a dusty day. So is there dust on his skin? Is that considered to be a chatzitza? Beit hashefi mal sheyachus. How about where the shirt hangs loose under the arms? I mean, it's not the derech to make a beggar that it should be tight along the underarm as well. So that it's uncomfortable, and it's certainly not the way you normally tie it. You normally don't sew on a sleeve.
that it should be up against the underarm. So is that a katsitsa? Again, the same question. Al basara bina meleka. It's certainly not literally al basara if it isn't tight. But on the other hand, derech levisha bekach. That's the way people normally wear clothes. How about hichnis yado letoch hekomal? How about if the guy puts his hand under his shirt? As he's holding his belly or something, or under his belt. So, is that considered to be a chatzitza? Or do we say his own body can't be a chatzitza? I mean, that's also his body. Hands are not a chatzitza between his body. So, mao gufo michai. Can his body be a chatzitza? Or lo? And how about nima? How about a hair? Can a hair be chatzitza? I mean, of course, why wouldn't a hair be chatzitza? We're assuming it means a hair is fine, that came from somewhere. Of course there is a chatzitza. No, I mean, nima midulbelet mal. We're talking about not a hair. Nima here means a thread. A thread of the material that you use to make the bidekuna itself. That sometimes you have brand new begadim, and there's some loose cuts, threads that are on the beged. So is that just like bottle to the beged, or is that a chatzitza? Beimah baramashi, how about yatsat sa'aro bibigdo mahu? How about if his hair, his hair, Rashi going to the question is, his hair is hanging from his neck under his collar.
Still attached.
Yeah. But it's not at the, it's not growing in that place. It's hanging down from above.
Like a pony.
Yeah, it's like a pony. So is that considered to be a chatzitza or not? It's a little bit strange because, I mean, how would he have such long hair? You know, I mean, it would have to be his hair directly above the collar. That's a little bit long. He's, every 30 days he has to be... So the Rambam learns, the question over here is, if his body hair is sticking out through the material, is the material considered to be on his buster? Or do we say, it's not really covering him? Because some of it is exposed, and the hair is like an extension of his buster. So it's like the hair is under his buster, so to speak. That's the Rambam seems to understand the question. So, Mahu. Saro kegufa dami, olaf kegufa dami. Boy, Rabbi Zera, tefillin mao shiachutz. How about tefillin? Is tefillin viewed as like a now again? There's two different levels on the issue of chatzit over here because there's the yisur begadim question, which we also call chatzitza, and then there's the shaila of the tefillin being a chatzitza between either the sleeve of the ketonet or the mitzneva on your head. We'll talk about it. See, when you're through shots the 15th time already. So that's the shiloh. So our first question is Mashiach Hutsu in terms of being a yitur begodim. So the question, therefore, that we phrase is like this. I'll leave it to Manuel Laila Zman Tfilin who lo tibor lecha. If you tell me that you don't wear tefillin at night, so then there's no question that if Laila is a chatzitza, because if there's no Indian at that point to wear tefillin, so it becomes like a chatzitza. So Yom is certainly going to be a chatzitza. The dinim of the big equidim of Yom are more chomer, especially later on the Yom, than they are by Laila, where the Laila is only the burning of the Eivorim. You don't do the original Avodah of Yom. So Yom Nami Chayitz, Kitabar Lechalaman Yom Laila Zman Tefillin. How about if you hold, you're supposed to wear tefillin at night also. So the Shaila is, being worn as an extension of his body. This is a mitzvah, that the person's body should have tefillin on it. So then it's not a getter of a beged. This is the way a Jew's body is built, is with tefillin on it. So if that's the case, I should say, and mitzvah of his body, I mean, maybe it's not Chayitz. So Chayitz or Lo Chayitz. We're talking about tefillin.
Yeah, we're saying the same with it's a bit of
baggage. There's nobody's supposed to wear arba kanfas. It's just we want to wear it in order to be
mitzvah.
So this thing rolled around in the base of Medrash. Nobody knew an answer. Finally, it came to Rabbani. Most of it came to Rabbani. So Rabbani says, listen, I have the Kabbalah. My Talmud Oruch Ubiyadenu. Tefillin chatzitzos. A tefillin is definitely a chatzitza. Now, again, we assumed that that means chatzitzos in the same way we were talking about chatzitzos, which is that it's use of the godi. So then we asked them, they say, כהנים בעבודתם לווים בדוכנם וישראל במעמדם פטורים מן התפילה ומן התפילים. So somebody who is on call, either as a Yisrael or a lady to be by the minor, or as a Kayan to be actually doing the Abayda, he's part of from davening, because he's nice of the mitzvah. He's part of from tefillin. So if he's part of from tefillin, the mashmut, he doesn't have to wear them, but he could wear them. So my love, ha'im, if he did put on his tefillin, then tefillin wouldn't be a problem. It's just a question of their chiyuv. Ain't on chaytzah. So how are you saying, Rabami, that they are chaytzahs? Says Rabami, no. That's not what it means. It means if he was wearing his tefillin, it would take a, be potzling his aveda because he's wearing too many begonim. That was such a thing. Yachis. If that's what it means, so why does it say piturim in atzvillin? It should say atzurim in the tefillin. Atzurim, he boy, like. Because if he wears tefillin, he's going to potzle the aveda. Okay, you're right. It should have said, but we're talking about Levim and we're talking about Yisraelim, and we can't say they're osir. So vis-a-vis the Kohen, it's osir, is the correct word. But in order to use a word that applies to the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim equally, so we say Peturim, when it comes to the Kohen, you should understand that that also means osir. So therefore, Kivan, the Ika, Levim, the Yisrael, the Lomatin, the osir, you couldn't possibly use the word osir on them. Mishumachatani Peturim. But yeah, I have a price that says Beferish. That Bidiyabad is not a problem. Ah, Lokasha, the Yad, the Rosh. It depends where you're wearing them. Now here, we're changing already the meaning of the word Kleitzitzitz. We were talking about Kleitzitzitz in terms of Yisur Begad. And I was saying, no, he never meant to say it's Kleitzitzitz Yisur Begad. He meant to say it's Kleitzitzitz because it gets between his Basar and the beggar, and therefore it's not being Mekayim Yobash al Bisaray. Now the question is, it says over here that it's Chotzes. It was saying, of course it's Chotzes. If you're wearing it under your sleeve of the Ksenes, how would it not be Chotzes? It's Chotzes. But on the Shal Rosh, there's not a problem. So you want to understand, why is it not a problem? It's not as if you don't wear something on your head. The Kohen has a beggar on his head also. So, Maishna the Yad. Why are you saying it's a problem with the Yad? Because it says the Bikakuna Yubash al Bisaro. Shiloye Davar Chotzes Beino Li Bisaro. So the Tzilin Shal Rosh also says Vesanta Mitznefes al Rosho. Al Rosho. Maishna has to be on his head and not on the Tzilin that are on his head. Answers the Gemara. Tana. Sa'aro Hayan Yireh Ben Tzitzel Mitznefes. It's not that the mitznefes covered the entire head of the Kohen. Mitznefes covered like a yarmulke. Then there was a little bit of room in front of his yarmulke. And then was the tzitz. He was referring to Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen had to do this also because there was no tzitz, but there was some hair that was exposed. And that tefillin could be put on that area between the tzitz and the mitznefes. There you could put on tefillin. So show me here the tefillin. So there's no problem of chatzitza. And Yisur Begadim, we're not suggesting. So that was not a problem. Now you should know that from here comes tremendous discussions about a number of very important issues. First of all, the shaila is, why can't you put the tefillin on the mitznefes? So now, especially in the shal yad, it's because vayala chalais. So vayala chalais means you can't wear it exposed. And that seems to be the only mokah that we have that you can't wear your tefillin on your clothing. Where does it say that? Where does it say that your tefillin have to be on your flesh?
Well, when
you
talk about it, where does that come from?
No. That's only in the Afrayim. That's the question.
So
the shaila is, you could have, according to that. But it doesn't seem to say anywhere that tefillin has to be on your body. I mean, take for granted because we're so used to the Pesach Halacha. The truth is that Pesach Halacha comes only from the Rosh. The Rishonim, most of the Rishonim say the Pharish, you can wear your tefillin on your clothing. Except it can't be exposed on your hand. But the Rosh, you can put on top of your yarmulke, put on top of your hat for that matter. Now the Maisa, the Rosh Tain is that there's a Kabbalah from the Gaon, that's not true, and he brings there's a whole discussion between the Ritzvah and the Rashba about this issue. The Mitzad HaSvara seems to be correct. But that's our Kabbalah. Now, Kabbalah, in Lashon Rizva, Kabbalah min Hagain and Terahi, and that's all. We don't know why, but we don't wear tefillin that's not directly on our head or directly on our skin. But the Shaila of, so why is it that the Gemara here is assuming that you need to have hair that's visible, if Lamaisa you could. So that enters into a whole other question. When we're talking about over here, Yisra Begadim Bebakum Begadim. What does that mean, Yisra Begadim Bebakum Begadim? Memanushach. If you're wearing it under the clothes, then it's a chatzitza. Right? And if you're wearing it somewhere we're not wearing clothes, then it's not Bebakum Begadim. The only explanation is that you're wearing another beged on top of your begadim. Bebakum Begadim. And there the problem is, al tisra begadim.
Why tefillin called beged?
No, no longer discussing this. First of all, it is called a beged, a begadim, certain dinim. Obviously, begadim Shabbos, it's called a beged. Anything that you normally go on, but the getter of beged, begadim Shabbos, and the getter of beged, begadim Bidei Kahuna, they're not necessarily interrelated, obviously. So, although this is discussed, I don't know why, but the Achronim seem to think that it is related. I don't see why it's related at all, but I mean, the Pashtus. That's not our problem over here. So the question is, some learn that the issue over here of the tefillin, here where we're no longer learning that tefillin, once we're going to be machalik ben yad the shalosh, obviously it's not a din and a bit yisur beged, right? So then why can't it be already on top of the mitznefes? Okay, so they have to explain that it's not kovet, but something on top of the big day kahuna. Because the big day kahuna are now the choshev beged. You can't put something which is more less chashev than something which is more chashev.
Is tefillin called tefillin?
Yes, it's called pe'er.
Right.
Pe'er is tefillin.
It's
true, not only that, we say it's a kal v'chomer of the tefillin from the tzitz, because the tzitz only has one askara. Right? You can see already the rich discussions over here about this sugya, if you hold of the Mishnah would say that's not a problem, to put it on top. Anyway, you thought I would mention it.
When we talk about something being on a part of the body, what does that mean? Why shouldn't it be consistent? Put blood on the...
It says al-bisari. It says al-bisari. That means bisari mamish.
Is that what people... I mean, I think some people are mocking us on top of that show.
Yes, of course. Because it's a but that's a separate thing, yeah. And that's only there. It's only by the Tzvon Shal Yad. On the contrary, on Tzvon Shal Reish, those Rishonim who hold that there's no problem of chatzitza or anything by Tzvon Shal Reish, it's a bigger mitzvah to expose the tefillin as much as possible. Put it on top of your head. Because it says, V'ro kalameos kishem Hashem l'kefen mikroi v'achav yirumi mecha. So that means that they should be seeing the tefillin. So put it on top of your yarmulke. They won't notice it. Okay, the next case that we have at the Mechala Laveda in the Mishnah was Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim means somebody that went to the mikveh, he already had Arev Shemesh, and now he still has to wait to be able to bring his korbanos. So he was somebody who was Tomei, obviously for Kohen you can't have a Yoledes, but all of those cases in Mitzera, wherever there was a need to bring a korban, until he brings the korban, he's called Mechusar Kippurim. How do we know that a Mechusar Kippurim is Mechal Avodah? You see that even after Yoledes is Tevelas, and she's already no longer a Tful Yom, because it's already after the night of this eighth day, then nonetheless it says she shall become Tahora. So if it says V'Tahera, Mechlashi Tmeyamach, but up until that point, she's indeed considered to be Tmeyah. Once she's called Tmeyah on the Torah. So then we know already from V'yinazru, V'lo yachalalu, that he was going to be Mechal V'yabayit. So that's clear that Mechusar Kippurim is called Tomei. Shalalochu Tzidayim V'raglayim, because it says Chukasimon by the Kiyor, by the Benuchu Tzidayim V'raglayim, Mashma, that Chuka is the same as the Chuka that we had by Mechusar V'gadim. Wherever it says Chuka, then is it as ma'akiv? By the way, Tosis, I don't know if the gentleman who was teaching the Daf Yomi mentioned this, but Tosis learns that this chukah that we bring in our sugya is the source of the din that chuka is always likuva. It's not that the word chuka is likuva. It's two different things. Who, the word, is likuva. Chuka is we learn out from where we know it's likuva, which was that also by Mechutzah Begadim, and the comparison, the Shisiyayim, Mechutzah Begadim, and so on, which is what we're referring to over here. No, not, it doesn't require doubling where it says chuka or who, because that means that it's marked. Now we have an extension of the normal din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Normally Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, a Kohen does, he comes into the Beis HaMikdash once and so. But the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim has to change his clothing five times between the Big Day Lavan and the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan. The din is on each one of those changes, he goes to the mikveh once, and he's Makadish Yadayim V'Raglayim twice. Once before he puts on the clothes, once after. Now, if he doesn't in that case, it's not Ma'akib the Avodah. But Echad Kohen Gadol, Echad Kohen Gadol, Echad Kohen Gadol, Echad Kohen Gadol, Shachris V'Avad, Avodah Satsura, Mashenke. When it comes to the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, when he comes in, then even a Kohen Gadol passes his Avodah. Amar Rav Atzilut, Rav Yochanan, where is the source for this distinction? We know, we learn out from the Pesach, that we darshan over there from Brachatis Besaroba, Maim Ul Veisham, that there's a din of Levisha only after Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, we darshan over there for the all five times. So it's a D'oraisa. And in those dinim of Yom HaKippurim, it says Chok. And if we darshan at Yom HaKippurim, things are ma'akev because of Chukah. So why aren't the actual Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim also Ma'akev? Or Marley, so Rav Yochanan answered Rav Asi, well, it's because Omar Ko Ulevei Sham. The point over there is that the Torah repeats Ulevei Sham to tell me that only the Levisha is Ma'akev. It repeats it twice. I got to repeat it twice. To tell me not to rely on the chukah. In other words, that what I tell you twice is ma'akev, but nothing else. The levei shem is ma'akev, but the other din, that there should be an ikuva for v'rochat, is besorah, that's a ma'akev. Oh, so he was very happy to hear that. Tzavu panav, his face lit up. Wow, now I understand. On my way, he says, well, if your face is lighting up, I gotta tell you the truth. I'm pulling your leg. You know what I just did for you? I wrote a vav on a log. Ever try taking a piece of firewood, a raw log, try to write a vav on a log with all of its dents and indents. So somewhere it means that the vav that's written on the log by the striation of the grain of the wood, that's a vav, that's a kosher vav. What I did for you was I gave you that kind of vav. You know, it's garnished, because obviously the problem is if that's true, so then Iyachi, Tzatzanami, why wouldn't that be true about the morning? I said, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Shachris is definitely Ma'akev. And why I could say the same sugi says Uveisham. So what's the answer, thank you. Omar Kiski, Omar Kroh, Kiski, the din that is Ma'akev is because it says, Zagabi the Kiyor, so why is it comparing lo v'zaro of Aaron to tell me that dovah ma'akev v'zaro ma'akev bo kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, which is given to all kohanim, when it just poke him, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that is given to all kohanim is ma'akev for the kohen gadol, but the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that is not ma'akev for the other kohanim, they don't have this avodah of the five tzvilas and the ten kiddushim. Only the knitsa. That's ma'akev for Aaron too, but anything else is not ma'akev. Don't say the ma'akev, don't have any ma'akev.
This isn't answering about a normal kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Shachris every day. So it's going back to the in-between the Hamesh.
No, this is the source of the whole din of Ikuva.
The chwal. Every day.
This is what it says about the Kiyor. When the Torah introduces the Kiyor, so it says, and it stresses, Lo Zaro Dorasam. So from there we learn out, where does it say that it's ma'ake, kiddushadayim raglayim, only lo lazaro? But when it's not lo lazaro, if you ever find any other kiddushim, it's not ma'ake. Such as the changing of the clothes on Yom Kippur.
That's only
lo, and it's not lazaro. So there it's not ma'ake. We're learning from here that the only kiddushadayim raglayim that's ma'ake is lo lazaro. And if it's a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, which is only for Kohen Gadol, not for Kohen Eshet, then it's not Ma'akev. Maybe a mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev. Rabbi Yonasan says almost the same thing, but he learns it from the Pasuk, V'rochatzim mimenu Moshe v'Aaron uvanav. So only a Dova Ma'akev, bivanav Ma'akev bo. Dova she'enu Ma'akev, bivanav enu Ma'akev bo. It sounds like the same drush almost. So what's the difference between us? So Bienes and my time of the Rama Merchizkiah. Merchizkiah's Pasuk is in the introduction of the Kiyor. The Pasuk by Rabbi Yonasan is in the actual story of the Kiddush on Yom HaShmini. So, I mean, why doesn't he bring it from Chizkiah? No, because he says that over there it doesn't mean to tell me Lo Lazaro, we're going God, we're going to Hedge, for heaven's sake. It's coming to tell me the Dor HaSam. He and the children after him that become whatever they are, Kohanim Gedolim, and Mechorim, Lazarate some through all the generations to have the same halacha. It's not saying that it has to be at the same time what is good for him and good for Zaro. The second pasuk is talking about Aaron uvanav, Aaron at the same time uvanav. So Aaron the Kohen Gadol, uvanav the Kohen Hedges, that makes sense. But to talk about Lo Lazaro is not talking about that it has to be at the same time. It means in the course of generations, whoever takes the place of Aaron from his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we'll have the same halacha. Where do you see from there that it means to compare Kohen Gadol to Kohen Hedges? The whole context of the pasuk is L'dayrei Sam. And therefore, I have to look at the later pasuk. Aha. So why isn't that really the better drasha? So you my time alarm me on. No, he says, because the pasuk of Aaron uvanav, I need that to tell me something else. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina kol kiyor. She'enbo, or she'enu magzik, it's not large enough to hold. Today the Kaddish arba'a kohanim, that should be water in it, that four kohanim are able to use for that Kiddush. Some say it's a shear of water, some say it's a shear in the keres machlokas. So in the kachim, Boshema v'rachatsum mimenu Moshe, the Aaron of Anav. So Moshe is one, Aaron is two, and then Elzavi Tamar is four. So you see that you need that four, but I can't use that to tell me a hekesh between Aaron and Rana, see. So Rabbana, Ketzad Mitzvahs Kiddush, it's very important for our Kiyanim here. There you go. Ketzad Mitzvahs Kiddush, how do you do the Kiddush? Miniach Yado HaYimanit, HaGabe Raglo HaYimanit, Yado HaSmolit, HaGabe Raglo HaSmolit, U'mekadosh. That's already a trick. That's already a trick. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, that's not a trick. The way to do it is you put your two hands one on top of the other, and you put your two legs one on top of the other, two hands on top of your two legs. You get all four at the same time.
Standing?
So, miniach shtei yadav, zo agabe zo, v'agabe shtei raglav, zo agabe zo, mekadesh. Omar lo, he flocked them. Now look, now you're overdoing it. He has to last his cane, huh? He's supposed to stand. He's gonna keel over.
It's assumed he has to stand. He can't sit.
Yes. Shaprika on my leg. That's a good point. He's gonna keel over. What's he supposed to do? Rav Yosef Chaveru Misayo. He's gotta have somebody else help support him. Otherwise, you're right. He's gonna fall over. I said we'll get to him. So apparently, okay. So Tosis says, what about? Where he went now to the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, it was only one coin. One coin went up. There's nobody nearby that's going to be Messiah him. How is he supposed to do it? So Tosa says, either that Mandi Omar or Dr. argues, and holds he doesn't put his four limbs one on the other. Or maybe he immediately leans against something, not to keel over. But in any event, how does he pour the water over his hands? And his feet. We're taking for granted that nobody else could be there. And he says, that's why I'm bringing you to Texas. And he says, if nobody else says, I'm checked, somebody pours the water. So he pours the water. So how does he pour the water? So here we get into a big chaira because our president is falling asleep. And I thought, I don't want to say what the guy used to do to people who fell asleep in the Beis Hamikdash. They're better not to know. I mean,
but he'd never get any zalevi.
Well, he was busy at the shahr. I mean, maybe doing the shmirah. So I'll tell you, there's a big shiloh over here because the pashtus, what it means is you open the spitzit and you put your four limbs under it at the same time. Problem is, if you open a spigot, you get into this whole shaila, which is a machlokas and magbi achlanim, whether it's considered to be kiddush gavra or not, kayach gavra or not, to have water pouring from a spigot. Now, lemaisa, yeah, so we are machmir, like the shita said, oh, you have to open the spigot each time on each hand. But over here, you will have to obviously open the spigot in advance, because otherwise, how do you get everything together? Problems. So some want to be machalic and say that there's no din of keach gavra by kiddush yadayim raglayim, only by the tibur shadayim. Which is a big problem because in all other things we say kiddush yadayim raglayim is more common than the tibur shadayim. Obviously, the tibur shadayim all of a sudden is less common. Very strange. So they bring a riot who's more against it. There's other shitas that say, which is even stranger, that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and Akiyor was in a kos, not directly from the spit.
So what is it then?
The dadim were to be able to fill your kos. But it wasn't that you were Makadosh directly from the dadim.
It was pouring.
So who's pouring? Especially like Teshu was saying. Who is pouring? Teeth. Very strange. Very strange. I mean, the Pashtus in the Sugya, the Pashtus, I mean, the way the Rambam brings it, the Pashtus is, there's nothing to discuss. You try to open up the spit and you put it underneath, that's all. And that's those are the Dharam on the Kiyar. So some kind of, that they had a very modern kind of spit, you see. And if you pressed it, it started to flow.
And then you
use your chin, you just press against it, they describe it. It's Rochav Milamala, Tzarmaho, Ganzer Teira, it closes by itself. I'm really very beautiful. So of course, it's the machine par excellence, right? The Mechona is from the Kiyar, it's very interesting. Okay. So it was a mechanized device. Yeah, now it's okay.
Will you put your hand under it
and the
water smell?
Then, there you go. That's the way to do it. That's certainly not Kiyar Gavran.
Even though you're tricking all the
arms,
what do you do when those things with no coast? Don't you
do that?
When you have one of those things and you don't have a coast, don't you at least let go? The trigger, it's the first flow is koach gavra.
Why should it be any different?
For what? What do you mean? For the tzilas yadayim? To eat, you eat the tzilas yadayim for a suda like that?
You're in the airport. There's no cup.
You call that the tzilas yadayim?
No, that's for sure. So I thought that the first trigger, the first burst, was called koach gavra because you triggered it.
Why isn't it koach gavra?
Yeah, why would that be different than
you put your hand under there by putting it under, the water comes out.
Because you didn't, because what you did was is you were gurning for a light to sense that your hands are there and something else opened it up, a machine opened it up. Shvach or keach gavra, boy, oh boy. You hold it to kosher shechita also. That's why it's mutter. Well, over there there's an additional chaf.
There's only one thing that has a manual control, you have to find.
In the fancy places like David Citadel, not in every airport.
I think everyone has one.
Shvachamaisis. Gor Shvachamaisis. Saying from a pipe to be saying on such a thing like that is Gor Shvachamaisis.
From a pipe.
From
not from a container that has. There's no container. Where's the container? You have a Shabbos china. then it's a question, you're opening it up. If you have a container and then it's cast down on a pipe, you know, I mean, this is like, wow, I never heard such a thing. So you eat, you put your hands under an electric thing that comes from a pipe, and you call that pair of gavra and a case. His hands are completely in the base of amygdala. He's comparing it to his experiences with the kiyar. He figures it.
And there's a sink. It's usually by sink.
Yeah. I suggest that your samek rather much better on washing it till the time in the morning for your journey. That's much more consistent.
So remind it, it's needed for that as opposed to...
If you're not going to have water during the day, wash when you leave in the morning for your eating. Very good.
Can't you just bring a cup with you? It's not a lot easier. It would solve the entire problem.
All right, anyway. No, you don't need that. You just need to not to be metamin. Okay, come, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll go right. So now, we have a machlokes whether you're going to need another guy to lean on, if you're a kohen, or whether you could actually work it out yourself. Now, the shailas, what are they arguing on? So the question over here is, might be naive, or maybe I meet him and not sad, he could be naive. Is leaning on somebody, is that called standing? Again, we're assuming that you definitely have to stand for some reason. This Gemara is going to ask the Chol, why all of these assumptions about standing? Why can't you just sit down? Then, yeah, then none of this is a problem. Okay. And by the way, here also is very, very nageya machlekes. Very nageya. Can you lean during davening? If you hold that somebody leans on something, is not called amida, then you're not being mekayim ba'amida. Right? And here we're saying, Amida Minat Sadi Kibi Naim. Is that called Amida? Is that called Amida? No, this is a different issue. Yeah? Mamash, yeah. And we paskin, L'chayra, we're paskining like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, in which case, according to this version, what we're saying is that Amida Minat Sadi is not a kosher Amida, which is very strange because Ramah paskins it is a kosher Amida. Actually, Beis Yosef Taina is from the Sugya. What do you mean? How could it be? How could it be Amida? Those sukkahs say Amida. Here we end up asking that you can't put all four limbs one on top of the other because then you're going to be leaning against something and then you're not going to be Bekai and Blambo and Mushalates.
So you
can't lean.
You have your hands on the thing in front of
if
you.
If it's supporting you.
Yeah.
If even if you take off your hands, you won't keel over, so then it's not really supporting you. I've been sitting down too. I mean, it's a ma'akiv tefila, but over here it's ma'akiv avodah. Says the why? I'm going to say I'm a brother with Aisha Ravina. Where'd you get the idea you have to stand anyway? For Kishah Dayim Raglayim. I mean, why are we taking this for granted? Relation makes a makadish. Why can't a guy just sit down and be makadish? Or makro the sharet, because the idea of the sharet makadish compares the Kishah Dayim Raglayim to the practice of sherus, and sherus is mu'amim. Turn around on him. Kidei shereb raglav b'yom, ain't tzarech makadish b'layla. B'layla, tzarech makadish b'yom, divrei Rebbe. Shoya Rebbe, yomer lina mo'elet b'kidush yadayim raglav. The same way if you have botzer of kedesh. So the botzer during the day remains kosher all night long, until the morning. When the morning comes along, now it's lina, and now it becomes already nicer. That's leftovers. The same thing is true of your yadayim. If you're a Makadish Yadayim during the day, continue to use the same Yadayim throughout the night. But the morning comes, they become possible, just like the Basar becomes possible. So Lina is effective against Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, according to Rebbe. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein Lina Morelis the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, there's no din of Lina, as long as there was no thing to be Matami Yadayim Raglayim, you can continue to use the same formula to the next, same Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Tanya Idach, there's another price. It's something similar, but it has a slightly different twist to it. A Kohen who is busy all night long in the Mizbeach. The morning, he has to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim anyway. Now, you'll notice the first case didn't talk about he's been busy the whole time. I just said, if he'd been Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim during the day, here it says he's busy all night. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivan Shikidei Shadavar Aglav Mitzilat Avodah. Now note over here is the terms of the Avodah, not Stam Ein Lina Mo'elas. Seems to be a different twist in which we're talking about over here the ongoing Avodah. They have the Matzik, the Avodah that you were Mekadesh for. So there, Afil Mikan Bar Asara Yamin. Your big Isaac is the same work. You can work for the next 10 days too. In a Tzarek Mekadesh. But Tzarekha, the truth is we need both of these versions. Why? The Yashmin HaKamais, let's say we would have heard the first price, I would have said, of course, you know why Rebbe said over there that Lina is Mayela, and you need to do a separate Kiddush on the next day? That's because the Pasuk Lemi Avoda La'Avoda. So he's not busy doing the same thing. So once he finishes his job, and now it's the next day, so he needs now a new Kiddush for his next job. But suppose he would be Isaac in the same job, maybe Rebbe would agree that then you don't need a new Kiddush of Daim Raglai. That's why we have to take the other case to tell me, Beha, where you're still being Isaac on the same Aved, on the same Mizbeach, the low Pasaklei, where there was no Hepsik at all, maybe he'd be made that you do not need a new Kiddush of Daim Raglai. On the other hand, if I only had the second case, yes, we know, Baha, that you were busy doing the Aveda. Maybe that's why Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said that you could do it for the next 10 days, as far as I'm concerned. Aval, but in the first case, Baha, where you're now going to do a new thing, so maybe if you're doing something else, and it's after the daylight, now maybe you'd agree to Rebbe that you need to have a separate Kiddush. Therefore, we need both, that it's not specifically a did in doing the Aveda, but rather, both shitas are maskim, that it's only one issue. Is Lina Mayelis? It's not Mayelis. Whether you were busy doing Avodah, or you weren't doing this, yeah, that makes some difference.
So, what is sleep?
Sleep. We'll see later on.
So
10 days, of course, won't literally mean 10 days if sleep is considered to be up. So, well, but Lamaisa, there's a shear in what's considered to be sleep. So the Gabi that did that, you say, I won't sleep, because where the Sugya Nadorim, that's the Sugya of whether it's considered to be possible to go without sleep, is not necessarily Megea here. Because that amount of sleep is not necessarily.
Does it have to be the same Avodah?
No, so it doesn't have to be, but that's why we bring out that even if it is the same Avodah, Rebbe is still
hiring. As long as he continues to have
them. As long as he didn't go out.
But
he's busy, but I mean, but there's people have to be Isaac and they're being and burning the Avarim. It's kind of them that are busy.
All sure.
We keep putting the, you know, twisting the meat, making sure that it's burned and so on. All right. So now, what is the basis in the Pesukim? My time of the Rebbe. Rebbe says, look, it says Begishtam. So if you're going now after daybreak to do Aveda, that's called a new Hagashat Avodah. Why? Because it's a new Mizbeach. Since we replace the Ma'arach every morning, right? We take everything off, we sweep it off, we put on the new Eitzim and so on. So that is a new Hagashah, by definition. So the Torah is telling me every time I have that, I have to do Kiddushah Daim Raglai. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says, no. It says Bivolam. So Bivolam means I come. And I came and I never left, so why would I have to do? I'm not coming again. So what's the problem? So what does Rebbe do with Bevoam? Says Rebbe, that's just to clarify, because if it would have said Begishtam and it wouldn't have said Bevoam, Hava Mina Al Kol Gisha Begisham. I'd have said every time the Kohen goes to do a new Avodah, he goes to take a new piece of meat, he'll have to do Kiddush Daim Raglayim again. Therefore, the Torah wants to clarify that no, it's a din in Bevoam. However, a new gisha, I mean a new mizbeach, already requires already. That's as if it's a new beer. Kazachanu b'vah. And how about Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon? How does he explain begishtam? Haksiv begishtam. Because if it said b'vah, I wouldn't have said begishtam. So I mean, after you have the kanit, I would have said stam. A guy walking into the Beis Hamikdash has to be mekadesh adayim raglayim. Abiyare kanit. What are you talking about? How could we think that? It says haksiv l'sharet hakadosh b'feirush. That if he's coming to Sharet, he has to be Mekadosh out of Aragla. So why are you telling me that? I would have thought, oh, you're right. Okay, so fine. So, you know, I need mean the Gishtam for another din. I needed to tell me Rav Acha bar Yaakov's halacha. Yom Rav Acha bar Yaakov, hakol modim, b'kidosh sheni, kishu lavush v'kadesh. Everybody is made as a machlokas in Yuma, Lagabe, the Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim of the changes of the Big Day Lava, the Big Day Zav, the Big Day Zav, the Big Day Lava, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. So over there, the Rabbanan say, you have to do the first Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim, and then you take off the Begadim. And Rabbi Meir says, no, you take off the Begadim, and then you do the Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim. So there, both are made of that in the second Kiddush, you certainly do the second Kiddush after you put on the begadim that you've come to put on, and not before. Why? Since the Torah says, the mocker for this Kiddush is a begishtam, it's only where what's missing is only hagasha. Yatsa zeh mechusar levisha begisha. Hanging over here, there's no, I'm not ready. I'm going to now do Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim, and what? I'm going to go now without my clothes to do the Aveda. I can't. So I have to do first the Levisha. Then I'm ready to do the Hagosha, the Gisha rather, after I do my Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim. And that's what I need that pasuk for. Lahakdir Isher Lamali. Say, wait a minute. If that's true, and everybody understands that, that Gisha, or Lasharet, it's clear that I need to be doing Aveda. So why does it say by Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim, Mahaktir Ishel Hashem? I mean, that is Hagosha Mizbeah. So Lamali, why do I have to say that? Because Ma'u, the Tema, I might have thought that the only way that you need the Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim, that's going to be now Mechal Ve'Avod if you don't do it, is Dafka Avod the Ma'akva Kapora. That's only things that are Ma'akit Kapora. So it's the Avod is Hadam, or by a mincha, the Avod of the Kmitza, which is the equivalent to the Avod of Saddam. But Haktorah anyway is not Ma'akit, right? Remember, we said, who atzmo shlo yitzer emur of its kasha. So if anyway it's not ma'akev the kapora, so maybe if I do the haktora without Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim, it's not ma'akev the haktora either. And it's kosher. So therefore, I might thought, avodah lo ma'akev the kapora, there's no din of passing it without Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim. Kamash malon, therefore, comes to tell me, Rabbi Yelachir, Yishel HaShem, is to tell me that, no, even on haktora bilvad, you also would have the same halacha, the Gabi Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim.
Now, Moses on his servant assumed that you would
do the Kiddush Shadayim Raglayim
before the
Mishnah Mitzvah? Before the Dishon. Yeah, for sure. It's part of the Seder and the Mishnah.